Hi, and welcome to the Five Word Prayers Daily, a 5 day a week daily devotional where we share the word, prayers, in our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. Hi there, friends. So we're in the thick of it already in December, yes? All in the decorations and parties and holiday prep, I know. And if you're with me yesterday, you know this week on the show is dedicated to grieving. I definitely don't want to be a downer for you, but look, this is a very real thing during the holidays, and not just for people who've lost someone they love. A lot of us grieve things. We grieve a job we just got laid off from, or our health that isn't good, or money we don't have to buy gifts this year, or maybe we're lonely over the holidays and we want someone to share our life with, or we've been praying for a child we've been longing to adopt, or we're at odds with our family or empty nesters and Christmas just isn't the same. The list can be long over griefs this time of year, and I want to talk about that today. When my friend Jennifer was diagnosed with stage 3 colorectal cancer, I asked her if she would come onto my blog and tell us how to respond to someone in her place. I got tired of being scared I would say the wrong thing when I was around her, to be honest, and I wanted her to tell me and tell all of us at the same time kind of how to respond. I went back and I found that blog the other day, and the date on it was February of 2011, almost 8 years ago. I cannot believe it was that long, and yet it feels long ago in many ways. It's such a powerful read. I'm linking it in the show notes, and I hope you'll go in and you'll read it sometime as it really gives insight. But here's the thing. At any given moment, we're all grieving something. We might not call it grief, but that's what it is. And it might not be as big as someone else's something, but that's one of the things Jen addresses in the blog that I love. Friends that were grieving something they felt was insignificant, but didn't want to tell her because they felt silly and small compared to her big thing of cancer. And yet she still wanted to know. Yes, some things are more monumental game changers of life. That's true. But size of grief is relative and unmeasurable to a great degree. Some people don't have pets, so they can't understand what it feels like to those of us who have animals we love that die and we grieve over that. Some of us have never lost a job, so we don't understand the helpless feeling that produces that particular thing and the way it brings grief, especially over the holidays when there's money to be spent and we want to buy gifts for people. I remember very vividly that happening when my husband lost his job and we didn't have the money over the holidays that year, especially to buy gifts. So I hope we will all understand that there are things we don't have to understand to know that we all have places of grief over the holidays. I love the verse, bear one another's and so fulfill the law of Christ, Galatians 6:2, which I think is a heart thing most of all. We feel deeply for each other, even in details we don't know. Assume the grief of all mankind. That honors God. So here are some universal things that I think can help us all, but really, go read Jen's blog on this, which I think is applicable to a lot of different griefs, but especially the grief of a cancer diagnosis. Number one, don't try to relate. Just communicate love. We have the best intentions in dealing with a grieving person, I've found, but trying to relate almost never helps because there is seldom a time your circumstance will be exactly like theirs, or even if it is, they'll not be as inclined to see it like that or be comforted by it probably. Just hug or smile or kiss on the cheek or buy them a Starbucks. Just be a love messenger. It goes a long way. Number two, exercise empathy, not pity. The difference is honestly going to show on your face. Pity looks make a person feel bad about themselves. Empathy makes people feel understood, and they can sense and see that too. Pray to be the kind of person who's able to be helpful and not hurtful for people in hard times, even by a look. And then number three, don't make any of it about you. I think if we'll remember this, it will help us a lot. Sometimes people in grief bark and react and has nothing to do with us. I've literally had people say to me this year, are you mad at me? Simply because I wasn't chipper enough when they were around. And I understand this, and I'm not at all being judgmental, but we all assume so much is about us when really it isn't. So pray not to take things so personally with a grieving friend. Our five-word prayer today, help me in my grief. Jesus is the one to help us most of all, whether we've had to bury a pet we love so much, we grieve a lost job or a lost friend, or we long for something we don't yet have. Jesus is the one who is truly our great help in grief. Amen. Thanks for joining me today on the Five Word Prayers Daily. I'm Lisa Whittle, and join me tomorrow right back here. You've been listening to the 5-Word Prayers Daily with Lisa Whittle. Hey, listen, you know we have something called Ministry Strong, right? We have lots of free resources and a retreat that's happening in Nashville, January 4th through 6th. To find out more information, go to ministrystrong.com and be a part of our community.